we already knew that a meeting would have limited results anyways. We just wanted the opportunity to give them the opportunity to at least pretend to talk about it and pretend to do the right thing. And they're not even interested in that. So at this point, we've been taking the route of just talking to a lot of journalists about it. There's a few really good articles that have come out. Roxanne Scott with Futuro Investigates put out a really good article about the rescue and about search and rescue issues with Border Patrol. And there's another one coming out pretty soon that's a film documentary that's going to be interesting. And so we've been also just kind of doing our own sort of search and rescue group as because clearly Border Patrol's response isn't good enough, and also sort of like to be able to witness what's happening out there and to advocate for people who are supposed to be getting rescued by Border Patrol but maybe actually aren't. And I think we've done a pretty good job at kind of forcing BP to do their jobs in a few certain occasions. And again, I think Lauren could probably speak to that a little bit better. She's been doing a lot of that advocacy work and kind of getting people getting people out to on searches and forcing Border Patrol to kind of collaborate with us a little bit.
I think that to them, the case with Martin is really just a PR issue. I think to them, it's just a big inconvenience that they want to cover up, for lack of a better word, and not something that they actually have intentions to make any policy change with, not something that they have any intentions on reflecting on, and certainly doesn't look like there's any intentions to change their actions moving forward.